It's that time again.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Courtside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's Champ.
The champ is here.
Vin Rock. Vince.
The champ
Welcome
is here.
Welcome back to the show.
In the words of Kerry Mahoney, shit, I'm deaf.
Sincerest apologies to everyone. I've been pretty sick the past 3 weeks, hence the delay in our show. But we're back, Vince. Back by popular demand.
Yeah, two people got in contact with us.
Hey.
No, I've had a few requests. I've been inundated with emergency calls, emails, tweets, Facebook messages. Where are you? What are you doing? I'll just put the blame totally on you.
Thanks. Well, I actually like a little bit of wait because I like to see every team play before we jump, you know, into like previews and stuff like that. I like to actually see the teams play like that full roster. You know, without the preseason, fool's gold sort of thing. I just like to see where teams are really at. But we're back this week, Vince.
Yeah, look, I don't really take too much notice of teams' records, you know, week in. Just like, I just take more note of players and things that have been going on like that because so many times we've seen teams start off, you know, 5-6-0 and then just fall by the wayside. So give it another month or two before I start taking notice of standings. But that's just me.
Well, let's start off in the Western Conference, Vince Germano, with your LA Lakers. 0-5, my friend. What is going out in La La Land?
Do you recall the text I sent you?
Uh-oh. Possibly?
First time in 10 years. And you can beep this out if you want. You can beep it out. But my text to one Hank McCoy was, for the first time in 10 years, I actually said, F*** Kobe. Oh, I'm sorry, but I know he's got a chip on his shoulder, reading all the ESPN rankings and whatnot.
He's turned back the clock, but turned it back the wrong way. He's turned it back to the selfish Kobe.
I actually tweeted him. I said to him, I think it was a game he took 28, 29 shots and had one assist. And I said, 29 shots and one assist, give me a spell. You see Wesley Johnson open, who, when he's got his feet set, he's pretty good. He's a good shooter. Jeremy Lin's waving his arms.
Oh, I was going to say that. That Houston game, Lin was wide open about three times and just nothing.
Oh, mate, it is frustrating. Another thing that shits me is Kobe is untouchable. On Twitter, he is untouchable. It's always everyone else's fault. It's Carlos Boozer's shit. Jeremy Lin's no good. Wes Johnson's this. Well, what do you want Boozer to do when he only gets six shots? Dude, it is so frustrating.
He needs to pass the ball. I mean, I saw a little clip of Byron Scott and Kobe talking on the sideline today, and Byron Scott makes the joke of, you know, oh, you know, over the past three games, you've had 26, 28 shots. You know, let's see if we can get that up to 30. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Byron Scott, he won't challenge Kobe.
Hmm.
He came out, you know, when they have the old questions with reporters, it was before practice or something, and he goes, oh, Kobe's been really patient with his teammates. How about they've been really freaking patient with him? Because they're doing all the right things. They're moving, they're trying to get open, but he shoots it with three or four guys on him. And sorry, you're taking 39 shots and only, and yeah, I'm going to say it, only scoring 39 points. You should have 50-odd points when you're taking 39 shots.
I mean,
give the rock up. It's the one game we actually spread the wealth around, where like five or six guys are in double figures, that was our closest game for the year.
I mean, it's that thing. I thought Kobe was a smarter player than this. You know, they're 0-5. He's putting up that many shots right now, and they're 0-5.
It's a chip on his shoulder. He's got to prove, you know, that he's not the 40th best player. Well, we all know what you can do, Kobe. We know what you've done. Just,
I'm like, save it for the playoffs. Save that for the playoffs, you know. Save that for the playoffs when your team needs that.
There's still going to be time where we need him to go into that fourth quarter mode.
Mm.
Not for the whole freaking game.
Super frustrating for LA fans. Super frustrating.
Well, apparently not for all of us, but Jeremy Lin's, what, a 38% shooter from three. Even if right now he doesn't totally trust his teammates, you've still got to give him the ball. It's so early in the season. If it's 3 months down the line, if it's after Christmas and he's given up the rock and they're not in shape, well, I could probably live with it a bit better.
Yeah.
But the fact is, he doesn't trust them. He doesn't give them the, like, Wes Johnson, you're open, you're getting it, son, be ready. Wes Johnson stands there going, geez, I'm not going to get this. It's just, you know, poor old Boozer. Like, wasn't a great fan of the signing because I wanted to start Randall, but Randall went down, so start. Boozer's got really good career numbers. He cops it on Twitter. When he has got decent amount of shots, he's actually put up good numbers.
Boozer can be quite productive if you need him to be.
And Stu Lance, the special comments guy, in a preseason game, they're throwing the ball into Boozer, and he's scoring in the post, and Stu Lance goes, oh, it's really nice to have someone to throw the ball into in the post. It doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
And Byron Scott's too much of it.
It just feels like the same old, though, with LA. I mean, you know, that's obviously one part of it. Then the other part of it, man, you guys got punished with injuries. Punished. Punished with injuries. Nash is out for the season.
He's retired.
Well, I mean, we already his little
open letter
to the fans, which I thought was pretty cool, like a pretty cool thing. Yep. Byron Scott, I read today, came out and said that he doesn't think he's gearing for a comeback.
Nah, he's done, man. He's cooked, but Byron Scott is too pally, in my opinion, with Kobe. He needs to be tougher on Kobe. He needs to just sit him down and say he needs to be the coach. 30 times a game.
He needs to be the coach.
He does. He's not there to be his best mate. I know they're friends from way back, but this is getting ridiculous. I actually don't mind the appointment if he was. See, he comes across as being a hard ass, Byron, and I reckon he probably is to everyone bar Kobe. And in the end, that's going to be his downfall.
Yeah. I mean, look, Nick Young went down with the hand injury. Obviously, he had that operated on. Randall, the big one. That hurt.
Oh.
What were you thinking? What were you thinking when that happened?
Well, I actually was working when it happened, and I got a message from courtside faithful Cam Cripps, Australia's only Portland Trailblazers fan. and he goes, oh, Randall's broken his leg. And I'm like, holy shit. first thing was Paul George came in to me. Okay, is it as bad as Paul George's? And he said no, but he's off on a stretcher. I'm like, oh, that can't be good. But then I watched it and I thought, oh, he'll be back this year. But I still think he might be back this year. It's like a 4 month recovery,
yeah,
sort of thing. But I'd play him if he's good to go. He was just starting to get used to the pace of the NBA game as well.
He was looking good. He was looking really good.
I mean, did you see him when he moved? He took Reggie Evans to the Cup, who is not a small man,
yeah,
and has probably got 12 years age on him. He just pushed him out the way, like bumped him, used the body, and finished. And it's like, if you're doing that now at 19,
he's got that young man strength.
He does, but he's decent size too. He's NBA ready.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, definitely. I've definitely changed my tone on after watching him play with Randall. I was a little bit worried about. I was a little bit worried about him being undersized as far as his height. But just the width of the guy makes up for it.
He's still going to grow a little bit because you don't stop growing until you're 21. He'll probably get another inch or two.
Yeah. Expectations for this Lakers team this season? What do you think?
Lucky to get 25 wins.
They're not making playoffs, right?
No, you think? Jesus Christ. That's the Hank McCoy going out in the limb segment. Captain Obvious.
Salute. Well, I don't want to depress you on our first show back too much with the Lakers talk. So let's jump now to the Golden State Warriors, Vince. 5-0, the complete opposite of the Lakers. Have you been impressed with Steve Kerr? He seems to have everyone's attention right now.
Well, Spanks McCoy, you do recall probably a year or two ago, I did say if I had a choice of coach, I would hire Steve Kerr.
You did say that.
Thank you. It's good to be right once.
He's got everyone firing.
Mate.
That Houston game today was amazing.
It wasn't pretty. No, it wasn't pretty. It was not pretty at all.
Well, Steph was amazing.
A lot of turnovers. Bogey was good. But, I mean, geez, he played under some really good coaches. You would have thought he would have learned something. But
Bogut said today, you know, he said that you know, he thinks Steve Kerr, with his approach to the game, you know, he's taken a little bit of a pop, he's taken a little bit of Phil Jackson, added his own style, and
what did I just say?
And the guys are just really, really taken to it.
What did I just say? Pretty much said the same thing, didn't I? He learned from Pop, Phil. Me and Bergie are on the same page. But not only that, Steve Kerr is I think, to me, he comes across as a player's coach. I think the player, he's got a really good persona about him. Mm. Like, I think he can be serious, and then he'll have a joke with the guys, and plus he's got the respect too. He's got 5 championships, played with the greatest of all time. I just like his mind for the game. You can see it when he did commentary. He was a pretty good GM. I think they're only going to get better. I think he's
the thing that's impressed me the most has been his faith in Bogut. I mean, Bogut's getting a lot more minutes. I mean, half it is due, I suppose, with the health side of things, but I just feel like he's more confident in Bogut than what Jackson was.
Well, the thing with Jackson, he got Bogut that was getting injured all the time, so Bogut, it was almost like Bogut was getting eased back into it.
Hmm.
Steve Kerr's got the Bogut that's had a full off-season. He's healed up, he's come in, had a full training camp. But even still today, he looked a bit gassed sometime, running up and down the court. The Americans, not all of them, but the commentators, they're amazed at his passing. It's like, well, he's been in the league nearly 10 years.
We've been saying it forever.
All Aussie big men can pass. Don't worry about that. But 18 rebounds. He didn't shoot. You think it was like 5 of 11 or something. But his free throws are a problem with Bogey.
They don't look pretty. Do you think it's the elbow with his free throws? Has he always been a terrible free throw shooter?
No, he was all right.
I was going to say, I don't remember him being necessarily a bad free throw shooter. I don't know if it's just something that's crept up on him.
Yeah, one thing I would like to do is the first quarter go into him a bit in the post, get him going, get him started. He's got moves. He's got some nice moves. But it just seems they're to content to use him for his defensive abilities. And, you know, if you get some garbage points, then so be it.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a few little topics I want to touch on with this Golden State Warriors team. I really do feel like, you know, speaking of Steve Kerr and him having the attention, the team seems really charged up. Like, they really do appear to have a big chip on their shoulder. I'm a little bit worried they're going to burn out a little too quick, though. Like, I'm actually a little bit worried. Like, watching that Portland Warriors game the other day, and Clay had that massive dunk over Lopez. Oh, my God, that was massive. That was a man's dunk, that one. And just how charged the guys are, I'm like, I don't know if these guys can maintain this for the whole season. And the other half it is too, a little bit with their bench, I do feel like it's a little bit, I don't know, I feel like they're almost one injury away from being a little bit depleted.
Yeah, possible, but I don't see it as being a problem. I reckon they're super young, and with that depth there, they can rest guys. I mean, Curry got ample rest today. Fourth quarter, he comes out and slays it.
Yeah.
And you thought he might be tired. So far, so good. I don't think it's going to be a problem. I mean, it'd be a problem if they were the Spurs' age.
I mean,
geez, they're all, apart from Lee and Bogut, they're all 24, 23, 25.
Yeah, this is true. 26. I mean, look, I don't know about you, but I just feel like Steph Curry has got to have, for the Warriors to make noise this year, you know, Steph Curry's got to have an almost MVP-type season.
Well, mate, so far he is. I mean, 24 a game.
Man, he's getting
6.5 rebounds. He's getting 6 rebounds.
Stupid good today. Stupid good today.
I just think if they're going to go deep in the playoffs, Lee and Bogut, one of them has to produce in the post. Like, someone they can throw the ball in. Barnes isn't up to it yet.
Well, Lee's out injury, right? He strained his hamstring.
Yeah, it's just a hamstring. Okay, yeah. Just a hamstring. I don't think Barnes looks like he's going to be just a jump shooting power forward, small forward, and that's it.
It's that whole thing with him, you know, aggressive. He needs to stay aggressive.
Yeah, he's got a ton of talent.
Look, let's talk about the big elephant in the room, Klay Thompson and his contract extension. 4 years, 70 mil. Was it worth it?
Massive upside to Klay. It's worth it.
Really?
Yeah. Why, you have a problem with it, clearly?
I'm not surprised, Mr. Negative Nelly. I don't think he's worth that much money. This season, though, I'll give him this early on, he looks like he's, you know, trying to change his game a bit, attack the rim a little bit more. You know, he looks a lot more aggressive inside the 3-point line. I mean, I can't take any, you know, he's shooting prowess, but I don't know. I just feel like he's a product of the system as well. He feels like Kyle Korver to me.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, if you take him out and you put Korver in this team, I don't think they're any different.
Oh, you're speechless. Seriously, that is one of the most ridiculous things you've ever said.
No, it's not. It's really not. I don't feel like this team's any.
Replace him with Kyle Korver, yep. And they're just as good.
Yep.
Rightio.
Got a little bit more coin in the pocket. You can go get some more help.
Oh, flabbergasted. You are a flog.
I honestly know that.
You are a dead set clan. If you think replacing Korver. Clay Thompson with Korver,
switch,
just as good.
Switch teams.
You should just
switch
you
teams.
Should stop podcasting. You should stop podcasting. Shut it down. Shut yourself into a mental home, padded cell, and just rock yourself to sleep every night going on the flog because that is it's the hottest.
No, honestly, if you put Clay Thompson in the Hawks, I mean,
he'll kill it.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh,
give me a break.
How can you not see that?
He's not a 4-year, 70 mil guy. He's not a max guy.
Okay, you just said it yourself. He's killing it so far. What is he, 20? Like I said, he's 24. The upside's huge. The guy is, he can shoot. He's a super athletic.
I didn't say he.
He's starting to go inside. He's improving.
Yeah, look, I just don't think he earns that contract just where he's at right now. I know they're paying for potential.
Would you rather someone else sign him and you lose him? And then you go and see him average 26 a game and slay it. You'd kick yourself.
Yeah.
But you'd rather Kyle Korver. Okay.
Look,
wow.
He's playing on the same court as Steph Curry. I don't think there's any other teams that... Do you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have the whole attention of the defense.
McCoy.
I mean, look, let's say that Minnesota trade goes down and he's in Minnesota. What do you think he's averaging out there? Have you seen the amount of shots that guy puts up? He's putting up more shots than Steph Curry.
If he went to Minnesota, he'd be doing the exact same thing.
Mate, I think if the defense, if he was a team's number one option and the defense is on him, like I think he owes a lot of that contract to Steph Curry.
Wow. You make me laugh. You must have taken just too much medication or something.
No, I'm sorry.
You have Kyle Korver as your number one option all year. I'll take Clay Thompson. Thanks very much.
That's not what I'm saying.
Well,
don't put words in my mouth. That's not what I said.
Hang on. You want him to? You want Kyle Korver? What's Clay averaging? 27, 28?
Mm-hmm. I'm saying you put Korver in that same system. You put him in that same system, Vince.
Put Korver in and say, "Here you go, Kyle. I want 27 a game from you."
Yeah, and you know what? And you say to Korver, "Yep, you're getting 22 to 24 shots a game, which is what Clay's putting up."
And what happens when they close out on Korver?
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. It's essentially the same player. They've got Steph Curry. They can't close out on it.
Clay Thompson will blow past people.
Oh, bullshit.
You've lost
it. You're mad.
That's Sydney Water, mate. They've
mad.
You've gone nuts.
Clay Thompson, please.
You're an absolute disgrace to all. I'll tell you that much.
Looks like a cartoon Hercules. Come on.
You are a disgrace to all.
Let's move along now to the Eastern Conference, where we're talking about...
What, no Boogie?
Mate, we do two from the West, we do two from the East. That's how it works.
Should have known. Carry on.
Too early.
Yeah, carry on.
See where we're at next week, Vince. Let's move along now to the Eastern Conference. And we're going to talk about the rough start by the Cleveland Cavaliers. 2-3 at the moment on the season. I just want to state that beating up on the Denver Nuggets doesn't mean crap. All these teams that have beaten up on Denver, like, you know, a few teams, I think there's a team played them twice, beaten them twice, like Cleveland, you know, bounced back, got a good solid win against Denver. That win doesn't count. It's the Denver Nuggets.
I think I know how to fix Denver. They need a superstar like Kyle Korver. That's on the
Oh, you idiot. You idiot.
Yeah, I'm the idiot, yeah.
I didn't say Korver was a superstar, you idiot.
Most nights I am, but it's an obvious example.
Look, Cleveland, let's jump into Cleveland. I just wanted to say, off the bat, the Denver wins, they don't mean crap to me. So you take that Denver win off, they're 1-3.
It's been fun to watch. Now, a couple of things.
We said early on, you know, off air, obviously, that they just don't look like they're on the same page.
I mean, standing around.
They were lucky to get away that win in Chicago. They went to OT. Lucky.
You know what I noticed about that game in Chicago?
What's that? The Bulls?
Well, LeBron's dropped a considerable amount of weight. Just going to the basket, he lacked a bit of burst and zip. And he was also asking to be subbed out of the game sometimes because he was blowing up. I don't know if he's just struggling with contact or adjusting.
Do you think he hasn't? Do you think he hasn't thought it through, the whole dropping the weight? I mean, that's kind of the thing, you know. He was like the size of Karl Malone, but could, you know, move and pass like a guard. I mean, that's half the intimidation, right?
Absolutely, and that's how he just bulldozed. I don't even want to look. Saying bulldoze makes him sound like he just mowed people down going to the basket. I mean, he didn't. He blew past people and took hits and finished. But he just looks off.
Everyone does, though. Thing, like. I mean, I'm watching Cleveland games going, where is Kevin Love? He's almost a non-factor sometimes, it feels like. It feels to me like the regression from Kevin Love this season to last season is actually quite considerable.
Well, he's not the number one option anymore, is he?
True.
Here's my thing. No one wants to play in the post anymore in the NBA. I watched him post up... what was their last game against Denver? I mean, he can score inside, but he's got no nifty moves in the post. I'm sorry, but I agree with Shaq. If you don't have a legit post presence, you're not going that. You know, it's going to be hard to win the finals.
I was going to say, I had the laugh the season opener, all that hoo ha and the commercial, and they come out and they lose to the Knicks. I mean, ouch! Melo just torched him. Was just playing games with him. Everyone was like, hallelujah, the triangle. Like,
but do you not see that with LeBron, with the weight loss? I really think he's learning to adjust without it.
Yeah, I mean, look, it is very early on. I think the biggest thing for me is I really find that interesting that you brought that up, though. But I just find that everyone's just not on the same page. No one knows their roles. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just that whole thing. It just feels like a collection of guys again, surrounding LeBron.
A lot of standing around.
No one knows their roles. No one knows what they're doing. I actually think with Cleveland, I actually think that might even be better by subtraction. I think they actually maybe even need to pull a trade so it brings everything back into a line. I mean, it's this weird combo with Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love now as well. I mean,
Guns. I don't mind that. Because yeah. You can throw Kevin Love in the middle. Thompson loves to work inside, get the rebounds, dirty work. I definitely keep him. I keep Berish out.
I don't know, but I just feel like everyone. It doesn't feel.
All right, here we go. Trade Kyrie for Rondo.
No, well, look, T Mac bought that up.
Did he?
Yep.
I honestly did not see that.
Yeah, he honestly came out and said it like 2 days ago.
Holy shit!
I thought that's what you're referring to. I don't hate that idea either, but hey, look, I said it.
Trade him.
I said it at the.
Lakers for Jeremy Lin.
Look, I said it at the end of last year, Vince. It's like, you know, with LeBron signing in Cleveland, we're really going to see what kind of point guard Kyrie Irving is.
Don't start that rubbish.
I'm just saying.
You did say it. It looks like but I think they'll turn it around.
Vince, how many assists did he have the other day?
Minus one.
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
That wasn't good.
He wouldn't even he wouldn't even give his empty water bottle back to the water boy because he thought it might have counted an assist.
Ooh, yikes. it's still, as you say, McCoy, very early. They'll work it out.
Not the start they wanted anyway. Not the start that everyone's expecting.
Yeah, but look, even the 91 Bulls, mate, they went like 3-7, so.
They're a far cry from 91 Bulls.
True, they did have the greatest player in the game, but they'll turn it around. People need to just chill. Let's not start saying David Blatt was the wrong choice. The guy is a good coach. He's got a hell of a record in Europe. I know we're not in Europe, but the guy can coach. Let's just give him some time here. Like LeBron said, relax.
Let's take away the LeBron factor. Like, just pull him off this team and put him aside for a sec. And even Kevin Love, for argument's sake, and look at this team. Essentially, it's almost the same team from last year. A lot of the core guys are back. Do you feel like there's still a little bit of maybe turmoil carryover from last season? I mean, this team should have made the playoffs last year. They were very problematic from behind closed doors. I just feel like there's maybe a little bit of carryover still, which might even get ironed out throughout the course of the year. You know, like you say, Vince, you know, winning fixes a lot of things.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up again. But are you alluding to maybe Dion Waiters, Bobby, just causing a bit of a ruckus?
Well, I'm not necessarily saying him, but I definitely feel like there's friction between him and Irving and maybe, you know, a handful of other guys.
Let's just see where they are in another week or two.
Yeah.
Because then in a week or two, we might be saying, geez, this team looks really good. So it's just too early. Like you say, it's too early.
Yeah.
And like LeBron said, just relax.
Well, we move along now from the Cleveland Cavaliers to a 5-1 Toronto Raptors, Vince. Picking up where they left off from last season.
With Dwayne Casey as coach, they're 5-1.
Of course they are.
It's just the assistant doing it all, surely. I can't stand that guy.
I like him. I reckon he's great.
Do you now, Biff?
I do.
All right.
I mean, there's not even really any major movements as far as roster goes. I think they did really well just keeping the core together. Re-signing Lowry obviously helped, and he looks good. I found it funny. I mean, the question I got written down in my notes is, you know, can Lowry have an MVP type season? And I say this knowing it's super early, but is he capable? Could he produce something like that for a year?
He's MVP type season. Well, he's no Kyle Korver, but. No, he can play at a high level for a year. Yeah, sure.
He's
not MVP material. That
who'd they play last? I can't remember who they played last.
It was.
They had his triple double.
Good lord, who was it? I saw it just not half an hour ago.
I want to say Pistons or Bulls or.
Good lord, I'm a putz. Anyway, I can't believe I forgot.
Doesn't matter. But that triple double.
Was it the Wiz?
It was the Wizards. It was, yes, that's right. That triple-double put him into the first spot for the franchise record of triple-doubles with 6. Can you believe that?
Nice.
And you think of those, you know, the Chris Bosh and the Vince Carter, like the next closest guy to him was Mighty Mouse.
Yeah, wasn't he terrible? he wasn't terrible, but I couldn't stand David Stoudemire.
Oh, I loved him in Portland.
Just a massive ball pounder. But no, look, good on Kyle Lowry. I mean, really, did we think he was going to be this good? Like when we saw him the first time ever in, like, Memphis?
Yeah, definitely not.
He just came off that blown-out knee and, you know, chubby little point guard. Like, this guy's, he's going to be a good backup. He's just gone bang.
And then he's, you know, bounced around a little bit with the weight. He looks really fit this year. He looks really fit. Like, he looks like he's dropped some pounds. I mean, we always... You know, after the bouncing from Memphis, you know, went to Houston, and we're like, wow, you know, this kid's like a tough as nut player. This is a kid you'd want on your team. And then, like you said, just took that extra gear last year in Toronto, showing and proving. But you got to be thinking, you know, the way the season ended for him last year with Paul Pierce blocking that shot. I mean, that would have sat with him all summer.
Yeah, he's the type of guy who wouldn't forget things like that.
And those bastards on NBA TV keep replaying that little clip.
Well, at least our good buddy from Canada, Kamal Hilton, will be tickled pink.
Kamal! Congrats on the new gig, buddy. But, I mean, look, the franchise in Toronto just seems really rejuvenated. You know, T-Ross looks a lot better this year. He looks a lot more confident, which is a scary thing. DeRozan looks aggressive. Big Jonas, he's...
I like Jonas.
Coming off the world, I mean, his confidence is... All those guys, their confidence seems to be through the roof. I mean, I'm just really surprised with Toronto. They really look like they've literally just, you know, carried over from last year into this season, which I feel for such a young team, a young core, even as tight as this unit is actually a pretty hard thing to pull off.
Can I ask a question? What happened to Landry Fields?
Oh, let's not go there.
Because a healthy Landry Fields, he'd help this team, surely. I mean, I know he wouldn't be starting, but off the bench.
Yeah.
Nice role player.
Definitely. I don't know.
What happened to him? Is he injured? Or
no,
is
he was just... he was injured. He had I believe it was an elbow injury that was affecting his shooting the past couple of years. I believe he was pretty healthy last year, though, but I just think that Casey stuck with the core guys. He did use him pretty seldomly as like that lockdown defender and the scrappy blue collar guy, which I actually think is the perfect fit for him on this squad. You know, let him roam a little bit.
I'm interested to see what Kamal would say to this question. But what do you think they're missing to be like a legit contender? I know it's a question without notice, but
no. I actually think just notches under the belt.
Because can they win with like?
I think they can win with this
power forward.
JV
at centre.
I mean, what are we talking? Are we talking like deep in the playoffs, or are we talking NBA finals? Like,
I'm talking. Let's get this Toronto team to be a legit contender. So you've got Lowry, right. DeRozan, and JV as your core, right?
Let's say Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep.
I think they're a season and a half away.
So you wanted to attract a decent free agent at some point in time, or make a trade for one?
I don't think they need to do that. I think they need to stick really? With the core. I think they need to repeat what they've done this year, as long as the progression's there, and keep this core together.
Is Amir Johnson their starting power forward? I mean, don't get me wrong, I like him, but can they win with that?
I think so. I think they've got enough firepower, and he does everything you need him to do. I mean,
yeah, that's true. I like him. Like I said, yeah, I like him.
I just think
fair enough.
They're young enough. You know, they've got enough talent on this squad. I just think another year under the belt and they're going to be right there in the mix. And if they can improve on last season, which was a successful year for them, you know, they're showing early in their first six games that, you know, the carryover is there. I think another year of that, and I think they could be right in the mix.
You know what they should do? They should just go out and get Anthony Bennett. Bring him home.
You reckon?
Yeah, well, there's not enough minutes in Minnesota for him.
I reckon they're right without him.
I reckon he'd do well.
I reckon.
Let us know what you think, Kamal.
I think that'd set him back a little bit. I mean, it'd be great for...
Oh, please.
No, I really do. I really do. I think Bennett...
You also think Cole Corver was a star.
I didn't say that.
You may as well have. No, he'd do well there. Bring him home. You don't have to start him. I'm just saying, bring him home. There's minutes there to be had. Let him earn the starting gig. I think he'd do well.
I'd rather stick with Amir myself, but...
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Shoot it down.
I've got to say, before we jump off the Raptors, though, those throwback uniforms look sweet.
Oh, yeah, they should keep those.
Oh, that looks so cool.
People will buy them left, right and centre.
Oh, yeah. Hell to the air.
I don't ever do that again.
I don't say that often, but...
There's a reason why.
Oh, boy. Well, Vince, I think it's that time again. Jersey Worthy. Who's your Jersey Worthy of the week?
We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
Well, it isn't Kyle Korver. It was close.
Hey, he had a hell of a game today, by the way.
if you can't pick who I'm going for, then shut it down. Because I'm going for the Beast. The Beast from the West. Too bad he doesn't play in the East. Boogie Cousins. He is tearing it up, and not only with his play, leadership, my friend.
Mm.
Leadership. The man is maturing, and you, president of Flogsville, 2 years ago, oh, I think they should trade him. He's a head case. And I said, no, he's young. Let him mature a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him now. He's even calming down his coach.
Yeah.
He let Omri Caspi fix his headband. He turns around, gives him the knuckles and says, thanks, brother. The guy is blossoming and he's sticking it right up here.
Wow. What are they, 5-1 right now?
Yeah, and it's all on Boogie, my friend.
Plenty of losses to come. Let's see how they handle it with a little controversy and when the winning stops.
Let me tell you, mate, chance to get Rondo too. Chance to get Rondo. this 5-1 all on Boogie. You keep laughing, mate, because you thought the draft Kyle Korver to run point. Is that good?
Oh, shit. Rondo, huh? Okay, continue.
Rondo would fit beautifully there.
Do you think Rondo wants to go to Sacramento?
Yeah.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Look who they've got.
Oh, boy. Vince. You know Rondo already nixed the deal, like, for a sign-and-trade with Sacramento.
Yeah, that's when they were 1-5. Now
okay.
5-1, friend.
Pretty early on. I don't think he's changed his mind this early.
Shut up, you flog. Boogie Cousins is the best center in the league.
Oh, wow.
Who would not want to play with him? I can tell you what, I'd play with him all day.
That's going to make an incredible soundbite.
Guy's a beast.
Oh, boy. Well, for my jersey-worthy, I just want to give a special courtside salute to Lauryn Hill.
Nice.
I just feel like, you know, that's a pretty courageous thing. So I just want to give the courtside salute to that just before I went any further. But my actual jersey-worthy went to a team.
You can't do that.
Well, rather a franchise. Well, hear me out.
It's a big shirt.
The Charlotte Hornets, man. The Charlotte Hornets. I mean, everything...
Yeah, I'm going to let you have this one. Go on.
Thank you. Well, there's just too many little factors. I mean, we're so early into the season, and they're just doing everything right. I mean, from MJ on social media to putting Bobby Field's jersey back into the rafters to that opening game, OT game winner by Kemba against the Bucks. I mean, brilliant. And then the Lance Stephens half-court heave against the Hawks. I mean, it's just like the buzz really is back in Charlotte. And it's just really cool to see. The team looks great. Big Al's doing his thing. I mean, even Kid Gilchrist looks like he straightened out that crooked jump shot a little bit this year, which is amazing me. I'm waiting for Lance to get clicking with his Hornets team, and I think they're really going to take off.
So pardon me, isn't it great how the fans have just got that joint pumping?
Oh, that's the thing. The fans are back. That's the best thing about it. It's like,
mate, it's like Muggsy. Remember I said to you, Muggsy, when he was down here, given that when we spent an evening with Muggsy Bogues, he said it. The fans want their team back. Then you'll see a full stadium, and they've got it. He was true to his word. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I watched that Kemba game winner shot about 5 times. The first time because of the shot. The rest of the 4 times was to see the crowd just go up in unison and just go nuts. It was awesome.
Yeah. No, it's been great. It's been absolutely magical.
And Cody Zeller sucks.
Well, Vince...
What a shit draft pick. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, Vince, when you have winners, you have losers. The Brain Fart Award. Who gets your brain fart? Do not say me.
Tell you what. This might just sum up our season at Lakers, but those two flogs, I don't know who they were. I can't even remember. I think it was Wes Johnson, someone, Bronny Price maybe, I don't know. They turned to play defense, ran into each other and fell over.
Oh, wow.
And at that stage, you just walk away and just go, you know what? Time to go to the fridge, get a frothy, and just turn the TV or laptop off and just get a bit.
So you're already condemning the Lakers season.
No, just, well, stuff it.
It's going to be a long year, Vince.
Top five draft pick. Trey Kirby.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Trade him to Minnesota.
Jesus.
Ooh, Joey. Joey from Timberwolves Explosion would be happy about that. Trade him for Rubio and Wiggins. Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Do not start a Twitter war, please.
I've not had a Twitter war in a while.
Well, my brain fart, Vince, goes to a guy I actually kind of like, but didn't like what happened on the court. Jimmy Butler. I don't know if you saw the Chicago-Minnesota game, but his tough guy hit on Thaddeus Young.
Did not see that. We'll check that out.
You know what? I like Jimmy Butler. I think he's a tough-as-nails player, but if you hit a guy and he doesn't get up, check to see if he's okay. That's all
unless
I'm saying.
Unless you don't want him to get up.
Well, you know, he got up and he did that whole tough guy thing and Thaddeus Young's, like, KO'd. It's like, just check to see if dude's all right.
I'll definitely check that out. I did not see that.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit of a bitch move, to be honest. Sorry to swear on the show.
Where was Pekovic? I mean, Pek should have just gone on with it.
Yeah, I really just was not happy with the play, and I actually really like Jimmy Butler, but I just thought that was just like, you know what? Just check if your guy doesn't get up, if he if he stops breathing, you know, check to see if he's all right.
Emotional Hank McCoy tonight.
So that's Jimmy Butler gets my brain fart of the week. A little bit of a new segment for us, Vince.
Oh, just spring that on me, why don't you?
Yeah, I am. A little bit of an Aussie watch.
Oh, I like it.
Have you been keeping an eye on the Aussie boys in the league? I mean, Dele's been playing well.
Well, Dele's been out last 2 days, though, with two games, a slight knee issue.
True. But he played well before that.
Yeah, he's been doing all right.
Carving his notch in the league, you know, so happy with that. I heard
even his niche, maybe, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever. But the Clippers slip up. They let Ingles slip through their fingers. Signs in Utah. Oh,
that'll cost him a chip.
Ooh. But I really liked what I've seen early from Dante Exum.
Yeah, it's up yours, Bill Simmons.
Who 180'd his comments after a little bit of a breakout game, by the way.
Yeah.
But look, Ingles isn't getting much burn, but I really do feel like he's, you know, still a really good piece to have on this young nucleus.
Yeah, exactly right. You know the good thing about Joe Ingles? He'll fit in anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was about to say.
He's just a ball player. He's a good ball player. Awesome teammate. Pretty good guy from what I know of Joey. And, when Coach Snyder puts him on the court, he'll give everything he's got. And that's Joey's a class act.
Yeah. Look, I just want to touch on Exum for a little bit because, you know, obviously coming into the draft, he wanted to be a point guard. He wanted to have the ball in his hand. You know, gets drafted to Utah, you know, with Trey Burke, who can be nothing but a point guard, really. But I've really liked what I've seen from Exum as far as, obviously he's a high character guy, so I don't think he'd hold any sort of grudge against Burke, but I feel like we're starting to see little glimmers from Exum. And Utah fans and Aussie fans following Exum, just patience to the key. It's going to be a learning curve season for him. A good summer of him in the gym and a season under his belt is going to do him a world of good, though.
Yep, totally agree. One other guy that Utah waived, Brock Motum.
Did he end up in Philly?
No, he's at Adelaide now, 36ers.
Yeah, I heard somewhere here.
Yeah. Yeah, he just came off the bench today and dropped 21 points in 20 minutes.
As you do. He shouldn't be playing NBL.
Nah, he'll get another crack, I think. But
you reckon he'll go overseas? Or he'll play out this NBL season?
Who knows, mate? Who knows? Look, probably just wants to get some court burn and improve. Yeah. I mean, James Ennis did it over here, and when Ennis gets minutes, he does all right.
Oh, that dunk the other day.
Oh. There's something about James Ennis. There's
fell from the rafters. Him.
He's going to be all right. He's going to be okay. Aaron Baines had a double-double against Dwight.
Oh, really?
Got dunked on by Harden, but I don't think Aaron Baines could give stuff, to tell you the truth.
He didn't play too well today against the Pelicans.
No.
Two left hands today.
Well,
oh, my God. Do not put the ball down, Baines. Just go up.
It is Aaron Baines. Come on.
Jesus.
Sorry. I don't mean that.
And you can catch more of the Courtside Madness at the website www.crtste.com, where you'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcast. Guys, we're available on iTunes and Podomatic. Swing by, download, subscribe, leave us a review. We love to hear from you guys. We're also available on Facebook, All Caps Courtside, where you'll hear us rant and rave throughout the week about all the topics. Where else are we, Vince? We're on Twitter, at CRTSTE and Vinrock.
I am at VINROK44.
And also Instagram at CRTSDE.
I am not on Instagram.
You should be. I don't think you'd enjoy it.
No, I wouldn't.
Even if you just followed people, I think you'd enjoy it.
No.
You're right, you probably wouldn't. No. Vince, it's been emotional.
Are you still here? Watch
out! Here it comes!
Oh.